from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not safe for work.
Okay. Wait, you don't know what
MS No, I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah, not safe for work.
Not, I don't know what the acronyms
are. Okay, do you know what, do you happen to know what LOL is?
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
I think immediately if I see a woman, you know, dressed really nicely at a bar alone, I'm like, she's
high in hell.
Yeah, hooker?
Yeah.
You think I'm judgmental. Maybe
what
she's just there on pistol.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
You have multiple people in your basement tied up.
You're calling Shime a serial killer.
Yeah.
I'm the one that likes to be tied up, Wiggy. We know that.
I know that.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Good morning.
Hello, Greg. How's it going?
Happy Friday. Oh. It's a flex Friday for Coach Wiggins.
So. Veteran move from Wiggs yesterday. We got out of here, and I don't even think I was back to Southie before I got the, whoops, forgot to mention it. I'm off tomorrow, so Wiggs could go unscathed the entire Thursday show.
I think he's taking a lot of flex Fridays throughout the summer. That's his vacation plan.
Yeah, he's a new city guy now. Yeah. Back in Boston after a many-year hiatus.
Definitely at the Colonnade this morning at the rooftop pool with the missus.
He was there last night. He sent me a text message. City Wiggy was at a Thai Law event at the Colonnade Hotel pool on the rooftop last night. So,
okay.
I'm sure they had a lot of fun. And
that was the most banged up I have ever seen Wiggy.
When?
I know Wiggy has a saying, he never mentions it, that you don't want to let your night job affect your day job.
Yes.
But at
I know what you're going to say, Bernie's.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah, he outdid everybody at Bernie's.
Even during the breaks, like... Those events are awesome. They're exhilarating, but they're exhausting. And when you get up and Courtney, Greg, and I are sort of walking around during the breaks, Wiggy was just like,
yeah,
it's a Celtics Friday.
He was doing the Mac breathing exercise.
Yeah, he was. He was like Mac Jones on the sidelines. And then later on, he was seeking shade wherever he could find it in a desperate way. So.
He had Eamon just fanning him.
Well, we got a lot to do. and Wiggy's absence on the show this morning. Sox-Yankees, that series gets underway tonight after a disastrous 1-5 road trip for your Boston Red Sox. I am kind of excited. The interwebs are abuzz, Curtis, about this Cubs pitcher that Craig Breslow has some sort of, it's probably another thought partner of his.
I love a thought partner.
But he has some sort of an excellent relationship with him because of his time there. So, I mean, I don't know if you can, if that's going to be your big move and you're going to add yourself somebody when it comes to starting pitching that can help this team, then I'm all for it.
And Breslow's proven himself to be a guy that knows pitching. Like, everybody told us that during spring training, but the way that we've watched the pitching staff so far this season, it looks pretty good. So yeah, I would trust
him.
I think that might
be more Andrew Bailey than that is Craig Breslow, but yes.
But that was the whole reason of I felt that Sam Kennedy said that he got the hire, because it was like, oh, well, he knows his stuff, like he knows who to add. So I just trust him in that regard.
Yeah, I would also say if there's going to be an organization that the Cubs would be willing to sell with, that a guy that was in that front office, someone who has relationships, would be someone that you would trust.
Yeah.
You know, given that he was there, he wasn't the GM, obviously, but if the Rays were ever to make a deal, Heim Bloom would have been a partner that, you know the guy personally. You know, it's like buying a car from someone you know.
Sean, what's his name? Jameson Taillon, is that his name?
Taillon,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're adding, it doesn't matter to
Wiggy
me.
Wiggy was like, with Taillon last night.
As long as you're doing something, then I am fine with it. And, you know, you got the weekend to get ready for it, and I was encouraged yesterday that even though they, you know, post All-Star break have not performed at the level that they did prior, that it sounded like Craig Breslow was ready to buy come Tuesday. So
yep.
To me, that was exciting.
Yeah, and I feel like we've been, once again, Chris Cotillo went cleanup aisle Greg Hill show following the great, I thought Breslow was great yesterday.
Yeah, he actually said something. Several things that were actually honest thoughts, I thought, it was amazing.
Maybe
yeah.
The thought partnership with Cora has released some thoughts.
Maybe.
Sam Kennedy was spoke with Chris Cotillo after, and he said, when asked about Breslow's comments about looking to improve at the deadline, Sam told Chris Cotillo, "We're obviously looking to try to improve where we can. We never want to publicly make bold proclamations or assurances because I just don't know how this market's going to develop. But we stand behind President's comments." Woo, yeah, sounds like it.
Yikes.
You know, is there anything that is more managerial? Think about your boss, and when you start to get excited about the way things are going at work, and you might want to actually spend a little bit of money. Maybe you're going to take the office out for drinks and appetizers, and all of a sudden the manager comes in and goes, "Whoa, slow down there. We're not spending a lot of money, and we got to find out how the market is.
We got trade. You guys all get one free app."
Well, the good news is that it's here, trade deadline-wise, and certainly Yankees-Sox series at Fenway.
Weather's going to be perfect
is
for
it. Weather was, it was beautiful this morning on my old man walk, and we're good on a heat wave until next week. Is that the deal?
Yeah, so okay. End of next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week should be back in the 90s. But this weekend, mid-80s, sunny.
Excellent.
Going to be beautiful at Fenway Park. You going to any of the games?
I don't know. It is DM's birthday weekend, so I will leave it up to her.
What day is her birthday?
Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
But we will celebrate on Saturday evening with a little romantic dinner for two. And, of course, I will... I guess I'm going to have to go out and buy some kind of a gift or something like that. I don't know what's it.
You have already bought a gift. Come on.
I've given the greatest gift of all, and that is time with me. But I
would say Nantucket was a pretty good gift.
But that wasn't really a gift.
That's just a
trip. And
right.
I don't know. What's appropriate?
Are you going to go to Jared?
Has she asked for anything, or she
She doesn't ask for anything.
Well, that's
she
terrifying, is, because then if you don't have something.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, no, I don't know. Like, what do you, what's appropriate?
Maybe a Chanel bag.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just a bit over my limit when it comes to spending.
If you need any help, my text messages are open. If you would like to send some photos.
Well, what would you recommend? I mean, I
think a nice
jewelry is always welcomed and the easy go-to.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like that's, you can't lose when it comes to
jewelry. I thought you were going to do Top Golf. I think that'd be a fun night, you two.
I think you should do a nice pair of shoes.
Yeah, shoes are good.
A gift card to Warby Parker.
She likes shoes.
Well, she likes shoes, and Bullet eats an awful lot of her shoes.
Yes.
So, I mean, that could be a direction to go in also.
Big night out, Long John Silver's, where are you going?
No, we're going to go for a nice dinner, probably go to, I don't know, Grill 23 or something like that.
Have you ever been there before?
I haven't, Sean.
And notice
we'll
my growth.
Sean, we'll be going together. I know that's weird for you, but I know you like to go to things by yourself. But
yeah,
we're going to go to dinner together and actually talk.
Notice the personal growth, Courtney. No age joke with Grill 23.
Very good. And how have your steps been this morning? I know you were a little bit upset yesterday. You both average a hell of a lot of steps.
Yes.
And Greg was upset because his were a little bit down after trainer Dan leg day. And I just want to make sure with the old man walk, you're back up.
No. I'm off to a good start this morning. I go for over. Curtis kills me on steps. Curtis goes. I want to be over 10,000 a day minimum.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm doing a trainer Dan day, which I did Monday and Wednesday this week, then I may not get the 10,000 in because I got to give an hour to trainer Dan. So.
But you're too hard on yourself because you're like, I'm only at 9,000.
Oh, Courtney, thank you.
I hit 10,000 rarely.
Well, I have Fitbit, and I think Fitbit is much. I think you get the benefit of some extra steps with Fitbit because if you just use your phone, the phone obviously doesn't. You don't take it everywhere you go, but it's about 20%. Less than Fitbit for me.
And
Apple Watch was a little bit more accurate. I can never get into it. Not my cup of tea. But
I just use my regular iPhone. Like, is that a...
Yeah, so you're probably getting between... If you're averaging just around 10,000, your total step count is probably around 14.
Oh, great. I can back it down a little bit.
Yeah,
now. Okay,
you're
good.
Fine.
Good.
And thank you to Maine 2022 in the Twitch chat.
Yeah.
I thought Bullet was well behaved eating shoes. I don't know.
Okay. Well, good.
I don't know.
Oh, where's the?
I just flipped the phone mouse.
To
you. There you go.
Why this place is always disorganized when we arrive in the morning? What goes on here in the late hours? This is Paul from Quincy. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's happening, sir?
Listen, if you're looking for the ideal gift. Never underestimate the impact of a Hickory Farms basket.
You know, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I mean, nothing.
There might even be chutney in there.
Paul?
There might be chutney in there. Yes.
Paul, nothing says I love you like cured meat.
Paul's a really smart guy.
I think that's what you're saving DM's phone as.
That's what I would say.
You know what? A great point by the texter. Does DMs like a nice, very, very young, pre-owned Jeep?
Yes. The Red Turtle. I could maybe pass the Red Turtle on to her.
Although I've seen her car, and it is much nicer than yours.
That is
true. A very nice car. I just texted her. I said, whatever you want for your birthday, just let me know.
Oh, great. See, that's a problem. Because then you're going to... Yeah, what you demand from Santo is going to be different from what DMs could demand from me.
Greg orders for her.
I don't order for her, Curtis.
We're going to split the steak frites.
All right. Anyway, can we get to business on this program on a Friday morning, please? On the show today, leads in about 10 minutes. At 6:25 or thereabouts. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Patriots offensive lineman Calvin Anderson said makes Jerod Mayo friendlier than the old guy. So we'll get to that and other things coming up during They Said It at 7. Courtney has the news at 7:30 or so. And Curtis, you are requesting a douche move ruling at some point.
I need some help. I think it's pretty clearly a douche move, but I don't want to cause a stir if it is indeed just my own peccadillo.
Mm. Where did this occur?
This is in a condo building.
Oh, okay.
Regarding the timing of performing something around the house.
Ah, excellent. Okay. We will certainly get to that a little bit later on. If you would like to be on the show anytime over the next 4 hours, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text with your comment, you can do that on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937.
And Ken actually just said for DMs, he could have his game book when he kept score last night for the Angels game.
Oh.
And he would sign it.
Maybe she would like that.
James. I was just called Ken James. What is that?
You are his daddy.
I don't know if that would be an appropriate gift. Like many people under the age of 50, she's not really into baseball. All right. Can we please get to Courtney and to what is trending right now?
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Find Mass Money. Day 2 of Patriots training camp saw no Devon Godchow. He missed the beginning of practice, and then when he showed up, he was on the sideline. They are not sure if it's something that is injury related or something involving his contract that he has yet to figure out.
If I had to guess, it would be the latter. Right. But
you don't want to assume.
Right. Yes. I'm skeptical sometimes. Uh-huh. That's me.
Yep.
Maybe it's some sort of heat related injury thing or something, or maybe it's like, I want more money. Right. Give me more money.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, Judon is more of an upfront payment for this year, where I think it's fine. I would probably do it if I were the Crafts. Barmore is a little bit more of a concern for me because he is elite when he is engaged and he wants to play. He is one of the best defensive linemen in football when he wants to be. The fact that he's so able to turn it on and off is probably why he went in the second round, not the first round. And if he's looking for 60, I don't know how much money he's going to be looking for. I would be somewhat hesitant with him. You get mad at me because I'm always defending the team with this stuff.
Yeah,
I think I respect their position, Elliott Wolf Kraft, on Barmore more than I do on Judon.
Judon also showed out yesterday. All the people that were at training camp were saying that he looked great.
Yeah.
Players are also starting training camp with a new players lounge.
Yes. I heard about that.
Yeah. We can listen to Jalen Polk on that.
You say video games, they just created a player lounge for us. So, you know, we have our free times in between meetings and stuff like that. And we got the pool table and stuff like that in the player lounge. So, you know, we do a lot of team bonding outside of the field, you know, that nobody sees. So, like I said, that's what's building this team, building this chemistry, and building this confidence within each other on both sides of the ball.
Are you as competitive with those as you are out here on the field?
Oh yeah, man. That competitiveness never stops. It's something that goes on 24/7.
You request anything from the player lounge?
I just accept whatever they bring. You know, whatever they bring for us and whatever they have. You know, I'm with it.
Well, the vibe is different down there, isn't it? You got guys running on and off the field so they can go play Halo or Vice City Shime, whatever. I love it. Fortnite, maybe.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
But if you're a rookie like Jalen coming in here and finding out you've got a players lounge and all the vets are like, we never had this before.
Yeah.
That's a good, it's a good little
ad. This is all the Crafts. It's all about the NFLPA study last year where they were rated as one of the worst, least player-friendly organizations. This is them trying to get a better score.
The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Yankees to town. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Olympics are here. 1:30 p.m. Eastern, we'll see the opening ceremony, and I'm excited. Should be interesting for everyone as the French rail lines were targeted by multiple malicious acts, including arson, just hours before. So that happened overnight for us, but in the in the early morning for Paris. And ahead of the opening ceremony, the U.S. women's soccer team dominated Zambia 3-0 in group play in Nice. Next up is fourth-ranked Germany on Sunday. I will have an Olympic-style lead this morning.
Oh, okay.
Can I just say, I caught a bit of like Olympics yesterday, like the pre-actual ceremony stuff. Handball, women's handball, electric. That sport is awesome.
What's wrong with you?
What were you enjoying about it so much?
It's a fun sport to watch. These girls are like killing each other there, holding the crease. It was great game.
Well, maybe I'll give it some time over the weekend.
Yeah, Wiggy, that France team's real good.
Wiggy turned it on last night. He was very disappointed.
By the way, I hate to do it, but a quick Curtis correction on the text line.
Yes, not me.
You kept mentioning Barmore. Oh. It's Godchild.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I was wondering. Yeah,
Barmore got a contract extension this offseason.
Got yes. it. Okay. Yes. Well, good for them. Yes. Godchild was Godchild the guy that Bill Belichick said was one of the best defensive
linemen?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Stay cool this summer with money you found at findmassmoney.gov. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
You got it. 64 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Going to be gorgeous today. Afternoon high of 84.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true. You'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
Deploying a Flex Friday here in the middle of summer. So he is off. He will be back on Monday. We will all be back on Monday. By the way, Monday is the next Sam Adams Die Hard Sox game. So if you would like, I'm going. I don't know if anybody else wants to go. Anybody else want to go to the game Monday with me?
Maybe I'll come by.
Okay. So if you'd like to join Curtis and I, at the Sox game in arguably the best seats in the ballpark out in right field with the Sam Adams deck seats, and your own table and food and all kinds of delicious Sam Adams beverages, perhaps a Sun Cruiser iced tea and vodka or two, then all you have to do is prove via photographic evidence that you are a Sam Adams diehard or a Red Sox diehard. So just share your photo. Go to the WEEI contest page, which is at WEEI.com, and upload a photo, and then we will select a bunch of you, and you can join us at the game on Monday night.
And if you want to get some nachos and then bring some home after.
You could. Yes, you could.
That Sam Adams deck, I don't appreciate that shot, but that Sam Adams deck, excellent place to catch a game.
Yeah.
Like, that is the perfect spot in the stadium.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the monster seats are great. But I like that deck because everybody kind of mingles around there at the bar, and it's
always a nice breeze.
Yeah, it's a great place to watch a ball game. So get in on that, and we'll pick some winners later on, and we would love to hang out with you a little bit on Monday night. And speaking of hanging out, 1 week from today, the next GHS live show, we will be at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, and there is a big charity event going on that weekend, that next weekend there. They do it every year. It is a cigarette boat poker run, and they're taking all the money that they raise and giving it to the Greg Hill Foundation. So we're going to launch the whole entire thing. Notice I said launch. We're going to launch the whole entire thing with a Friday show next week at the Tipsy Seagull.
And we got to get Wiggy on a boat. Like, yes, I don't care if he's kicking and screaming. He's getting on a cigarette boat.
Have you ever been on one, though?
I have never been on one.
They are terrifying.
I would like to.
They are terrifying. Would you like to?
Yeah, I'm a woo girl. I enjoy going fast.
Okay.
Like, I like that.
Like you understand, though, that like you're going, you know, very fast, and then the thing comes out of the water, you don't hear anything, and then the thing lands back in the water, and it's like you have to stand up the entire time.
And there's something
in the cigarette boat. You've never been in one.
No.
It's,
you have to stand the whole time?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yeah,
so then
yeah.
You have to like give a little way with your knees so that when you come down, you're
yes,
not. Okay.
Yes. You stand the whole entire time, and the thing goes up, and you're like bracing, and then the thing comes down. It's
sounds exhilarating.
It's
so I
it's
can't
terrifying.
Wait. Every day around Castle Island, I see the Godzilla speed.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see that
yes.
thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Godzilla.
The cod, yeah.
Codzilla, whatever yes. they call it. It says you have to be four. So when James turns four, we're going to do
it. Oh, you're going to go on Codzilla.
I've never been on one either. I've just done the boats that are inflatable but have the jet ski in the middle. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, the crew down there said that they would take us after the show, take us on one, and we can go to lunch in Newport. We'll probably get there in 5 minutes. So if anybody,
I enjoy going fast.
If anybody is interested in that, then we can do that.
I enjoy
on Friday.
Newport is the seaport of Rhode Island.
Yes, it is, Curtis. You are correct. Absolutely correct about that. All right. Anyway, we'll see you. I hope Fall River, South Coast. I hope you show out like the rest of the New England regions did during the road shows this year. And we will look forward to hanging out with you next Friday morning at the Tipsy Seagull, which I understand is like a floating bar. Nothing better than a floating bar. All right. We're going to get to They Said It at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Tomorrow.
I believe that is the new collab between Luke Combs and Post Malone. Am I correct about that?
Nailed that, Greg. It's called Guy for That.
If I had not already declared Shaboozy to have the song of the summer, then I would say that that might be in the running. But I've already determined, just in case you're wondering, keeping track at home, Shaboozy, that's the song of the summer.
All agreed. Right.
On
great
my,
tune.
On my summer playlist. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I like that collab. I do. We are going to get to leads. Who teased their lead? Did you tease your? No. Who teased their? You teased your lead already.
Yes.
Yours is Olympic related because you're very excited about the Olympics.
Yes.
All Who's right. going to be the French citizen for '96? It was famously Muhammad Ali who lit the final torch, uh-huh. which is you know today at the opening ceremonies yeah. they light the Olympic torch and then for 2 weeks it's there. But so it's usually the biggest celebrity. I believe Giselle did it in Rio.
Yes.
So
it doesn't have to be an athlete. It can be the biggest celebrity in France.
Usually it's something.
Maybe it's Gerard Depardieu.
What if it's Macron's wife?
Maybe.
I know Celine Dion is singing one song. Like
in French.
In French.
She got $2 million for that.
Yes. And so maybe Celine Dion?
I mean,
one song, $2 million is
pretty
good.
Isn't Celine Dion Canadian, though?
Yeah, but... so they have to be from France.
Yeah, right. They would have to be from France, yeah.
Well, she's French, all right. Canadian.
All right, well, coming up, Courtney has an Olympic lead.
We're New England here.
I believe I'm going food lead, because anytime a Supreme Court anywhere in the United States makes a ruling about food, I must lead with it. So
can I just say on Supreme, anybody that orders a pizza Supreme, go away. Like way too much crap
what's
on
a pizza? That. Oh, it's, you mean everything?
It's like everything.
I call those the everythings.
Yeah, yeah. No thanks.
You don't like that?
No.
Too much stuff on it?
That's like dealer's choice. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Sausage, pepperoni, peppers, and onions. Come on, man.
No, the best pizza combo. I'll tell you what the best pizza combo is. Bar none is onions and peppers is the best. I do like mushrooms, but onions and peppers to me is the best pizza combo that there ever was. All right, Sean, good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So you'll notice on Twitch, Mitch has my lead for you here. The Las Vegas Raiders decided it would be a smart idea to acquire a puppet. That is Kermit the Frog, and it has a Patrick Mahomes jersey on it, and they put some hair on it as well. Are teams stupid? Are they dumb? Patrick Mahomes has waxed Las Vegas or Oakland's ass prior to that time and time again for, what now, 6 years? Like, what are we doing? You're giving a guy who already kicks your butt up and down the field every week more ammo to kick your ass some more.
Mm.
It's just, I'll never understand the psyche of some athletes. Like, it is, what is it? What is it? Teddy Roosevelt's line, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yes.
That's what you should do. Don't do this. This is dumb. Please, if to all of our New England Patriots, I know there's a new vibe down there. For the love of God, don't do crap like this. That's all I ask. Thank you very much.
What are we about 5 weeks away from that Thursday night opener?
Yeah. 41 days.
With those guys?
Hall of Fame games in like a week, less than a week.
Unbelievable. But yeah, you're right, I think, Sean. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, wait. Should I have gone for... Was Jackson going to do a lead?
Oh, Jackson.
Does Jackson have a lead this morning?
He does.
All right. I'm down with it. Jackson, get in here. You think he has one ready?
I think it's going to be that Taylor Swift should endorse someone for the first time.
Yeah, I missed that one while I was gone on vacation.
It's a good one.
This will infuriate Curtis no matter what. So.
My lead's going to infuriate Greg.
It is?
Yeah, well, not maybe you, but one of your good friends.
Jackson, good morning.
He's linking up the headphones.
I mean,
there you go.
Good morning. Here we are. I'm good to go.
Jackson is, do you know who Jackson is? I just figured it out.
What's that?
When it got, and I can relate anybody that I interact with every day or every other day to a television character. Do you know who Jackson is?
I know who he refers to himself on his resume as.
He is Kramer.
Yes.
From Seinfeld.
Yes,
he
Curtis,
comes bumbling in there like that, like he's like, hello, Jerry. Good morning.
That is on my resume for
you.
You
might be Newman, too. You're like a combination of the two of them.
All
hello,
right,
Newman.
Yes,
what's up?
I heard that Wiggy. Well, I saw that Wiggy was off, so I did think of a lead.
Okay,
and it's very, very interesting. A scientist in France has come up with a way to grow human testes in a lab.
Huh.
Using microscopic cells from mice, which means that apparently in the future, what they're going to be able to do is take a piece of skin from an infertile man and grow testes with real sperm in a lab.
Oh, okay.
And I, for one, am all for it.
I thought this was for a plastic surgery procedure.
No, no.
Like somebody could get a transplant. Like if you were an older man and things were falling farther than they should have fallen.
Right.
Like maybe you could go in and
I think you can do that.
And get a nut transplant.
Yeah. Well,
is it a full
nut
transplant?
Or I think they just cut some skin and tie it up.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, no, but this is for specifically
Is it scrotal reduction surgery?
Yes.
This is specifically for fertility, though, to create sperm in men who can't create it on their own.
How are they getting the sperm from the mice?
This, like,
how
I don't know. It's a
very
little
carefully.
Bit. Yeah, it's very. Little tiny tweezers.
There's this one particular mouse. Her nickname is MDB, and she's the one who comes in and takes care of that with the male mice.
I just don't understand. Like if you're getting everything from a mouse, then the sperm will not be able to work in a human.
We're going to create the first ever mouse human.
Yeah, oh, yes.
This is, okay,
scary.
Well, this is big news.
It is big news.
So that means that people who could not have children, men,
yes,
would now be able to have kids.
Absolutely, because okay. Without getting into too much detail, I'm going to probably need some help at the time when I want to start a family. Mm. So this gives me a lot of hope, for real. Like, it's a really cool development in the field, and more power to them.
Well, you are experts on some things, and this I'm glad to hear that this is one of them.
Yes.
All right, Jackson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll get to Curtis's lead, which is going to bother me. Hello?
I thought you were going to break. I'm sorry. It is a good friend of yours.
Okay.
Who said something really stupid.
Okay.
And he deserves to be mocked.
Okay. Oh, I'm fine with that.
If I were to guess, Wick Grossbeck coming up next.
Wrong.
Really? Okay. So we'll get to Curtis's lead and to Courtney's lead and to my lead, which I have got. Consider myself to be well educated when it comes to food, one of my favorite topics. And the way in which the Supreme Court in Ohio has ruled on a case involving one of my top three all-time appetizers has me infuriated this morning.
Wow.
Absolutely infuriated. So we'll get to the rest of the leads next. They said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will do that in about 12 minutes at 7. And we will certainly discuss what Patriots offensive lineman Calvin Anderson said makes Gerard Mayo friendlier than the old guy. It's a different vibe down there, Curtis.
It is.
It's so easy. You got a new players lounge where they can play video games and pool.
I mean, Bill, ironically, would be a king in a player's lounge right now. Look at him and then Tuck him. He's running around like a crazy man.
I don't know if they have any board games like Scrabble or Monopoly or anything.
Were you a big board game guy, like the power went out, you got the family together?
Yeah, we used to play Risk. My parents loved to play Risk. You can have a 17-day game of Risk. It never ends. Did you ever play Risk?
No, I've never played
Love Risk.
Do you Shine?
My friends and I used to play all the time.
Yeah, it's a good... It's
Define friends.
Nope, actual friends. We would actually
imaginary
play.
Or it was actual
real
friends.
People in my buddy's mom's basement. We would play for hours.
Is that your favorite board game?
No.
Shoots and ladders were pretty good.
Really?
What are we laughing at?
Well, it was ladder. It was funny.
Well, I'm sorry. What's yours?
I would probably say Monopoly.
Okay.
You ready for
mine? I always
had
to be the car.
Nerdiest game of all time, The Settlers of Catan.
Oh, my God. I played that one summer. It was the longest day of my life.
What is that? I don't
know. It's like brutal.
You take over other, like, territories. And...
Oh, really?
It's similar to Monopoly, but, like, also different. You can build roads and stuff like that.
Yeah, I kind of like Stratego. No. Is that the one with the battleships, or is that Battleship?
That would be Battleship.
That would be Battleship.
What was the one with the Operation? Was that Operation?
Operation.
That one was that's hard.
Hard one.
Yeah. I liked when the electronic battleship came out.
Yes.
The advancements of technology are fascinating to me. I loved when that happened. All right. Anyway, we're going to get to They Said It coming up in about 10 minutes. Wiggy is off today with another Flex Friday this summer. And time for the rest of this morning's leads. Hello, Curtis.
Hello. So as Courtney alluded to in her excellent lead about the Olympics beginning tonight, we are having a case of FOMO by the people that led Boston's charge of Boston 2024.
Mm.
In the Boston Globe, Marty Walsh, one of Greg's good friends, big listener of the show. Marty, we miss you. My God. He was asked about the Olympics being in Paris and not in Boston. He said, quote, I think it was a huge missed opportunity. We would be getting much more investment from the federal government for the MBTA. We would have had a system that's basically revamped and brand new, or in the process of being revamped and brand new. We would have legacy projects all over the city of Boston, all over New England, quite honestly, whether it's a stadium or open space, whatever it might be that we created. There are so many legacy benefits that we will never see. Now, Marty Walsh is born and raised, I believe, in Dorchester.
Yep.
As someone who knows the city better than anybody, having run it very well for several years, how you could sit here and say all of these things would have been done, the federal government's been funding the T for a generation. It's never been worse. Literally nothing works well around Boston. There would have been... to sit here today, there's two words I want to hear from anybody who supported Boston 2024. I'm sorry. That's okay. Yeah. Forgive. You know, we move on. You're forgiven. We all make mistakes. I said Barmore was God's child this morning. I'll make another mistake very shortly. Anybody with a straight face that can sit here today and not say, thank God the Olympics are in Paris, is not someone related to reality.
I mean, remind me. When you're hosting the Olympics in your city, do people fly into your airport from other cities?
Yes.
Would those people that had flown in this weekend for the Olympics be able to get from Boston, from Logan Airport to the city of Boston using the Sumner Tunnel?
That would be a no.
Is that shut down?
It would take them about 2 hours to get into the city. But this is an actual question. If you are a host city, do you get extra funding to make sure that your city is running better than it was before?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think you get money from it, but I don't know.
The urgency would be there?
We didn't have enough venues for it. Like, that you would have... Scheim is fascinated with women's handball. He was watching some of that yesterday.
France versus Hungary.
You would have had to drive to like Ludlow or some venue in Springfield to see that.
Ooh, up to the Songhees in Lowell?
We don't have enough venues for
Where would the opening ceremonies have been?
They probably would have been, I would assume, like in City Hall Plaza or something like that. I don't know.
Or do you remember the idea of the temporary Olympic Stadium and Wydette Circle that was going to play.
Yes.
All of this was so dumb at the time. Anybody with half a brain knew it was going to be a failure. And anybody today that sits back, like I was driving back from Granite Links, great time. And I was wondering, like, is there a major event? Is there another presidential visit? It's the middle of July and it's 2 o'clock and I'm in absolute gridlock on 93.
Listen, there are people listening right now, guaranteed, who have been on the expressway coming north from the South Shore for the last hour, probably. It's every single day, any time of the day, it doesn't matter.
And the city today is the least populated it will be all year because the people that go to school here are not here, because people that live in the city vacation elsewhere. No. It is such a great day for the Olympics to be somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think we dodged a bullet by not winning that bid to be hosting these Olympic Games in this city. All right. I think we have to take a quick break.
That's okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
We'll get to Courtney's lead. and to my lead, and then what? To they.
Yeah, you said my lead was really good.
What?
Oh, I thought we already did Courtney's lead.
No, no. We did.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you two?
Yeah. I don't know.
Curtis was like, right. You guys heard of Courtney's great lead, and I'm like, meh, I haven't done it yet.
Curtis is a little bit out of it today.
I am totally out of it. I have to get to my douche move to explain it at some point.
Okay, yeah. It's probably being a new parent. I mean, that's a lot.
James had two spills yesterday. Okay. A big day.
All right. We will get to the rest of the leads, including what Curtis says is Courtney's great lead, coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will do that in about 12 minutes at 7. And we will certainly discuss what Patriots offensive lineman Calvin Anderson said makes Gerard Mayo friendlier than the old guy. It's a different vibe down there, Curtis.
It is.
It's so easy. You got a new players lounge where they can play video games and pool.
I mean, Bill, ironically, would be a king in a player's lounge right now. Look at him in Nantucket. Yeah. He's running around like a crazy man.
I don't know if they have any board games like Scrabble or Monopoly or anything.
Were you a big board game guy, like the power went out, you got the family together?
Yeah, we used to play Risk. My parents loved to play Risk. You can have a 17-day game of Risk. It never ends. Did you ever play Risk?
No, I've never played
Love Risk.
Do you Shine?
My friends and I used to play all the time.
Yeah, it's a good... It's
Define friends.
Nope, actual friends. We would actually
imaginary
play.
Or it was actual
real
friends?
Real people in my buddy's mom's basement. We would play for hours.
Is that your favorite board game?
No.
Shoots and ladders were pretty good.
Really?
What are we laughing at?
Well, it was ladder. It was
funny. Well, I'm sorry. What's yours?
I would probably say Monopoly.
Oh, okay.
You ready for
mine? I always had to be the car.
Nerdiest game of all time, The Settlers of Catan.
Oh, my God. I played that one summer. It was the longest day of my life.
What is that?
It's
like
brutal.
You take over other, like, territories. And...
Oh, really?
It's similar to Monopoly, but, like, also different. You can build roads and stuff like that.
Yeah, I kind of like Stratego. No. Yes. No. Is that the one with the battleships or is that Battleship?
That would be Battleship.
That would be Battleship.
What was the one with the Operation? Was that Operation?
Operation.
That
was
one was
one.
That's hard.
One. Hard one.
Yeah. I liked when the electronic battleship came out.
Yes.
The advancements of technology are fascinating to me. I loved when that happened. All right. Anyway, we're going to get to They Said It coming up in about 10 minutes. Wiggy is off today with another Flex Friday this summer. And time for the rest of this morning's leads. Hello, Curtis.
Hello. So as Courtney alluded to in her excellent lead about the Olympics beginning tonight, we are having a case of FOMO by the people that led Boston's charge of Boston 2024.
Mm.
In the Boston Globe, Marty Walsh, one of Greg's good friends, big listener of the show. Marty, we miss you. My God. He was asked about the Olympics being in Paris and not in Boston. He said, quote, "I think it was a huge missed opportunity. We would be getting much more investment from the federal government for the MBTA. We would have had a system that's basically revamped and brand new, or in the process of being revamped and brand new. We would have legacy projects all over the city of Boston, all over New England, quite honestly, whether it's a stadium or open space, whatever it might be that we created. There are so many legacy benefits that we will never see." Now, Marty Walsh is born and raised, I believe, in Dorchester.
Yep.
As someone who knows the city better than anybody, having run it very well for several years, how you could sit here and say all of these things would have been done? The federal government's been funding the T for a generation. It's never been worse. Literally nothing works well around Boston. There would have been... to sit here today, there's two words I want to hear from anybody who supported Boston 2024. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Yeah. Forgive. You know, we move on. You're forgiven. We all make mistakes. I said Barmore was God's child this morning. I'll make another mistake very shortly. Anybody with a straight face that can sit here today and not say, thank God the Olympics are in Paris,
yeah,
is not someone related to reality.
I mean, remind me, when you're hosting the Olympics in your city, do people fly into your airport from other cities?
Yes.
Would those people that had flown in this weekend for the Olympics be able to get from Boston, from Logan Airport to the city of Boston using the Sumner Tunnel?
That would be a no.
Is that shut down?
It would take them about 2 hours to get into the city. But this is an actual question. If you are a host city, do you get extra funding to make sure that your city is running better than it was before?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think you get money from it, but I don't know.
The urgency would be there?
We didn't have enough venues for it. Like, that you would have... Scheim is fascinated with women's handball. He was watching some of that yesterday.
France versus Hungary.
You would have had to drive to like Ludlow or some venue in Springfield to see that.
Ooh, up to the Songus in Lowell?
We don't have enough venues for
where would the opening ceremonies have been?
They probably would have been, I would assume, like in City Hall Plaza or something like that. I don't know.
Or do you remember the idea of the temporary Olympic Stadium and Wydette Circle that was going to play?
Yes.
All of this was so dumb at the time. Anybody with half a brain knew it was going to be a failure. And anybody today that sits back, like I was driving back from Granite Links, great time. And I was wondering, like, is there a major event? Is there another presidential visit? It's the middle of July and it's 2 o'clock and I'm in absolute gridlock on 93.
Listen, there are people listening right now, guaranteed, who have been on the expressway coming north from the South Shore for the last hour, probably. It's every single day, any time of the day, it doesn't matter.
And the city today is the least populated it will be all year because the people that go to school here are not here, because people that live in the city vacation elsewhere. No. It is such a great day for the Olympics to be somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think we dodged a bullet by not winning that bid to be hosting these Olympic Games in this city. All right. I think we have to take a quick break.
That's okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
We'll get to Courtney's lead and to my lead and then to...
You said my lead was really good.
What?
Oh, I thought we already did Courtney's lead.
No, we didn't.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you today?
Yeah. I don't know.
Curtis was like, you guys heard in Courtney's great lead, and I'm like, meh, I haven't done it yet.
Curtis is a little bit out of it today.
I am totally out of it. I have to get to my douche move to explain it at some point.
Okay, yeah. It's probably being a new parent. I mean, that's a lot.
James had two spills yesterday. Okay. A big day.
All right. We will get to the rest of the leads, including what Curtis says is Courtney's great lead. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game
game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.